Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, the world's first and only musical comedy game show where there are no winners, no losers, just Smooth by Santana. We have a highly requested guest, a fan favorite of sorts. It is Chris Cashin, otherwise known as Paul Paul. Chris, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. I'm happy to be here.
Happy to be here. Why do you think people just want you on the show so badly? Like, is it your music prowess? Are you just a knowledgeable guy on the subject, or... I think you're just a fun guy to listen to.
I think it's because they like to bother me. But, you know, I'm happy to be here nonetheless.
Oh, really? They like to mess... They like to push your buttons and all that?
Just a little bit.
Bunch of goobers, huh?
Yeah. But, you know, I'm a goober too, so... It is what it is.
It is what it is. So, Smooth by Santana. Do you have any experience with the song? Is that something that you listened to before?
Or? I have only listened to it because of this podcast.
Really? And what were your thoughts about it?
I thought it was an awesome song.
So, you don't necessarily subscribe to the idea of it being the middle point of all music.
I would not listen to it on a regular basis, but it fit the bill for a good song in my book, so...
Okay, it was an enjoyable experience, is what you're saying.
For sure.
So we got 8 songs for you today. These 8 songs come from 8 different genres and 8 different artists. Are you expecting a couple hot ones, or you think Smooth by Santana is just such a good song, you're expecting a forget-about-it-heavy experience?
I don't know what the criteria was for picking the songs. I'm sure there's probably a spread, because, I mean, you pick knowing who is going to be on the show, so... I think it'll be, you know, I think we'll have some hot ones and some forget about it.
Okay.
See what happens.
Okay, pretty healthy mix, you think?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is, what's something you think the guests can expect from you? Like, is there a certain genre that you know for a fact you're going to give a forget about it no matter what? Is there an artist you really hope you don't want to hear? What is something that's, like, really signature about your musical opinions?
I know... what I don't like, but that is not restricted to genre.
All right, so we were talking actually before the show, and you say that there's some people who are on the show that you didn't necessarily agree with, you know, their opinions. So who are these people, former guests, you would say, that you think you're going to do a lot better than they did on the show?
Well, I don't know what all else was listened to, but I know that I disagree with Logan Miller about Tommy Castro. Tommy Castro is a hot one, and Logan Miller got that wrong.
Would you be interested in doing an episode with him in the future?
It would be, yeah. I would enjoy that.
You think he would enjoy it, though?
I think he would. That's a good, pretty sporting character.
All right. Well, shout out Logan Miller. I hope he's listening. I don't know if he actually listens to the show or not, but, you know, he's a good dude either way. You don't have to listen to the show to be a good person, I don't think.
Nah.
So you're ready to jump into the show?
Yeah, let's go.
Well, in 2020, scientists discovered that Smooth by Santana is the exact middle point of all music. With the help of my guests, we'll listen to every song that's ever been made and decide whether or not the song is better or worse than a Latin alternative rock classic. Eventually, by the end of the show's run, all music in its entirety will be classified into 2 categories. Here are the rules. I'll go through 8 different songs from 8 different genres by 8 different artists. After listening to each one of the songs, it's up to the guests to decide whether or not the song is better or worse than Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas. If the song is better, the guests will say, man, it's a hot one. If the song is worse, the guests will say, forget about it. One of those options must be chosen by the guests, but they're able to elaborate if they please by choosing a softer, hard option. For example, they can say that's a hard, hot one if it's much better than Smooth by Santana, or a slight forget about if it's slightly worse. The song will also be played for you at home, so feel free to play along and email me your opinions at manitsahotone@outlook.com. So, you ready to get going?
Let's go.
Song number 1 is a hit. We begin and end each episode with a hit, something that the people know, something that people recognize. And this hit comes from the year 2011. It's a dance pop song, and it is On the Floor by Jennifer Lopez featuring Pitbull.
J-Lo, the other side, no, you might not.
It's a new generation.
Mr. Worldwide.
Of party people.
Get on the floor.
I'm loose, and everybody knows I get off the train. Baby, it's the truth, it's the truth. I'm like Inception, I play with your brain, so I don't sleep or snooze, snooze. I don't play no games, so don't get it confused, no, cause you will lose, yeah. Now pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck.
If you go hard, you gotta get on the floor. If you're a party freak, then step on the floor. If you're an animal, then tear up the floor. Break the sweat on the floor. Yeah, we work on the floor. Don't stop, keep it moving, put your drinks up. Pick your body up and drop it on the floor. Let the rhythm change your world on the floor. You know we're running shit tonight on the floor.
Brazil, Morocco, London to Ibiza, straight to LA, New York, Vegas to Africa.
All right, that was song number one. That was On the Floor by Jennifer Lopez featuring Pitbull, a 2011 dance pop song. The song was the lead single off of Lopez's seventh studio album titled Love. The song reached number one in 20 different countries and peaked at number three on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart. Number one in 20 different countries, wow. The song sold over 8 million copies and was the best-selling single for that year by a female artist. So, Chris, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
So, it was the top song in how many countries?
Over 20.
So, that means the words apparently don't matter. So, you know, I think that it, with any kind of electric music, like, you have some guy with a synthesizer, I guess, and he does the same beat over and over again, and there's some little variations in the song, but it's mostly the same thing. And then somebody sings through the song. I think it's a forget about it.
Or else forget about it. A forget about it. Yes. Mm. That must be hard for you to admit, considering your obvious love for Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, yeah, I have no affinity for her whatsoever.
What about Pitbull? How much do you like Mr. Worldwide?
I cannot make a judgment about this because I'm not familiar with any of the rest of his music, but I am not impressed.
I saw Pitbull in person one time.
Did you really?
It was not intentional, though, as I feel like all encounters with Pitbull should be. So I went to, they had this NASCAR race in the LA Coliseum in Los Angeles, and he was performing. I didn't even know, and he was performing. It was one of those things like, oh, cool, that's Pitbull. And then while I was walking around, he was driving in a little car to like his backstage area. So I was,
how did you feel about it?
How did I feel about seeing Pitbull?
Yeah.
I think it was one of those things like, oh, cool, that is a celebrity. It's cool to kind of see someone famous in person, but not in a sense of I would go out my way to like talk to him or like interact with him. Cause like, what do I say? I don't know any of his music. It'd be kind of like, hey, you're famous. But also, you're kind of famous for, like, the wrong reasons, too. People like to make fun of you a lot.
Yeah, that'd be a rough living situation.
You heard about the time he had to go to Alaska?
No.
So, this is actually, you guys can look this up on the internet. This actually happened. You can look it up. So, Walmart had a competition with Pitbull. So, they, like, had a collab. And the Walmart that got the most votes, Pitbull would make a surprise appearance at, do a concert at. So people online were like, all right, let's find the most middle of nowhere Walmart we can and vote as it for a joke to make Pitbull go there. And they found one in like rural Alaska.
Oh my God.
And Pitbull had to go there and perform. So
that is so funny.
Shout out to Pitbull. So you're not a dance pop fan, I guess?
Not really. No.
So you're not the kind of guy who's always on the dance floor at the club busting it down for J-Lo.
I do when no one's looking. No, I'm just, yeah, no.
You're not a dancer in general? Yeah. Mm. No. So, you don't plan to listen to any more Jennifer Lopez or Pitbull in the near future?
No.
Mm. You're literally going to forget about it?
Yes.
Okay. We got song number two. Okay, so we start off with Forget About It. We're going to move on to song number two. This one comes from 2017. It's an alternative rock song, and it is Lost Cause by Black Pistol Fire. That was song number two. That was a 2017 alternative rock song. It was Lost Cause by Black Pistol Fire. Black Pistol Fire is an alternative rock group from Toronto, Canada, but is now currently based in Austin, Texas. So that's kind of far away from each other. The duo met in kindergarten, but did not start making music until they were in high school. The group currently has 6 studio albums and 1 EP. So Chris, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Well, Smooth by Santana is like the middle point on all levels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess I'm kind of conflicted here because I think that... Okay, can I go on a tangent?
Oh, this is your show, man.
Okay. Well, it's yours, but...
You know.
So... There's, since I've been at LSU and I've talked to liberal arts people and, which I'm not so much exposed to here at LSU because it's not, like, I'm very distanced from that now. People have talked about kind of misused a word that, I don't know. I was introduced to it with a different meaning, which is cathartic. And here at LSU, I've heard people use it in the context of just feeling things for the sake of feeling. So, like, getting emotions out, like, expressing emotions. And the original meaning of the word from Greek has to do with the purification of the emotions. So, in English, a lot of times people say the purging of the emotions. Well, and so they think, oh, just getting the emotions out. But what happens when you purge is you're getting out bad stuff. So, and so in Greek, tragedy, the playwright would write a tragedy so that you could see bad things happen as the result of a tragic flaw so that you would feel bad for this person and therefore not take those same actions in your own life because you see the consequences they bring about. And so this song kind of, like, I started thinking about this and I had to pull up the lyrics because I couldn't quite, like, it's a song that needs big speakers. And we're not exactly equipped with that. And so, but reading the lyrics, I was shocked because the lyrics are awesome. The lyrics are extremely cathartic because, and I could be malinterpreting this, but he's talking to, I would imagine his lover And, you know, he says, reaching for the bottle, blowing smoke from your eyes so hollow. I'm lost without you. We don't see any way out. Lost cause, because they know they can't stop the fight. And I'd assume that they're like defectuous, kind of vicious relationship, like vicious in the sense of vice. And he says, my love will surround you. I'd be lost without you. We don't see a way out alive. So basically they're in this bad relationship, and when you're listening to the song, you really feel it. And so I think in that sense, it's cathartic. Like, you see the disorder in the relationship that he's describing, and you're like, oh man, like, that doesn't sound like a good relationship. So I think as far as rendition and like expression, I think it'd be like a 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. But as far as me wanting to listen to this, it's probably a 1 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Because it's kind of depressing, but the music itself, you know, like, you can have a great painting of something terrible.
Right.
Or you could have a great painting of something good. And I think this would fall in the category of a great painting of something terrible. So it's like a 10 out of 10 on artistic rendition of these like sentiments and emotions in this situation and painting a picture, and it's like incredible poetry, but it's not, and it is up there like on the order of like tragedy. And so I think it's a great song. It's not one that I would want to listen to, but, you know, my respects.
So it being a 1 on the re-listenability and 10 on the artistic integrity, is that even out to a 5 out of 10, an even middle point of all music along with Smooth, or where are we ranking this?
Yeah, I mean, for different reasons. Like, I think Smooth is definitely more enjoyable. Yeah, I'm thinking a 5. This is really hard, but I'm thinking somewhere it's a 5, and I'd have to flip a coin to decide which side it falls on, to be honest.
Really? So what are you feeling like right now? Like, if you, which one do you think you could sleep better at night with?
Probably, I think it's a hot one. And
it's a hot one. I think it's a hot one.
Yeah, just because I can't bring myself to disregard the, yeah, the quality of it.
So even though you wouldn't listen to this song again, would you be interested in listening to any more Black Pistol?
I would definitely give it a chance.
Okay.
I think it's worth it.
Okay. If it's one listen to for every song.
Yeah. Just because I don't like something doesn't mean it's not a work of art.
Right. Right. Very cool. So we got a hot one. So we have a 50-50 right now. We started with a Forget About It. We moved on to a hot one. So we're going to go on to song number 3, see what trend takes the lead, because this is a 1986 country song, a classic country song at that, by a guy named Randy Travis. Oh. And the song is 1982.
Operator, please connect me with 1982. I need to make apologies for what I didn't do. I sure do need to tell her that I thought the whole thing through, and now it's clear that she is what I should have held on to. They say hindsight's 20/20, but I'm nearly going blind from staring at her photograph, and wishing she was mine. It's that same old lost love story. It's sad, but it's true. There was a time when she was mine in 1982.
All right, that was song number three. That was 1982 by Randy Travis, a country song from 1986. So someone's lying here. The song was the second single from Travis's debut album titled Storms of Life. The song reached number five on the Canadian Country Singles Chart and number six on the U.S. Hot Country Singles Chart. The song would later be covered by Garth Brooks in 2016. So anyway, Chris, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I think it's a forget about it.
Or else forget about it.
A forget about it. Let's hear it.
I'm just not a fan. I do like some country music, but I'm also extremely picky about my country music. And it's just, it's okay. Like, I'm really not into this style of country music. And, yeah, I'm just not a fan.
Simple as that?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really pay attention to what he was saying because the song didn't, like, grab my interest. Whereas the previous was like, oh, man, like, what's he saying? And then I pulled up the lyrics and I was like, man, these are awesome lyrics. He's telling a story and the story went too slow and I just flaked out. It didn't command my interest.
So as you said, you're very picky about your country music. So that's pretty much saying there's a lot of country you don't like. Does this song have those qualities of the country that you're not really interested in?
Yeah, I'm really not a fan of old country.
Really?
There's some new country and country that I grew up with that I like. But like old country is like a little bit too twangy and kind of like there's some clever songs, but they don't, I don't know. I don't really relate with the content of the music either. And so it just doesn't draw me.
That's interesting, because that's actually pretty opposite compared to a lot of people. A lot of people will say they enjoy older country rather than newer country.
Well, notice I didn't say I enjoy all new country.
No, yeah, exactly.
But, yeah.
Interesting. All right, very cool. But Randy Travis, he gets to forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. Sorry, Randy, maybe next time. We're moving on to song number four. We're getting close to the halfway point of this episode. And the song's a request from your favorite goober, Patrick Young. He has a song he wants you to listen to.
Okay.
So, the song Patrick Young has requested comes from the year 2017 as well as an earlier song. It's an indie rock track, and it is The Moth by Manchester Orchestra.
Okay, let's see.
Thank you.
right, that was song number five. Song number five was a request from Patrick Young, Chris Cashin's favorite goober. The song comes from 2017. It is The Mop by Manchester Orchestra. Manchester Orchestra is a rock group from Atlanta, Georgia. This particular track comes from their fifth studio album titled A Black Mile to the Surface. The album reached number 6 on the U.S. Alternative Albums chart and number 33 on the Billboard Top 200 chart. So, Chris, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
It is not.
What does that mean?
So,
is it a forget about it?
It is forget about it.
Or else forget about it.
So, the title is The Moth. And I'm looking at the lyrics right now, trying to forget about it. Trying to understand why it's called The Moth, and the only thing I can figure out is that it talks about going toward the light. I don't really see any other connection. I can't really tell what it's about. It looks very depressing, but I can't figure out what the subject of the song is. Forced myself to take a different name. Throw the man you used to be away. Bury him with rivalry entirely. It just sounds like being in the bottom of a big black pit, and there's just nothing redemptive about that. And yeah, it just made me feel kind of bad.
So you said some similar stuff about the Black Pistol Fire song earlier in the episode, where it also kind of, you know, was a little depressing. Why was that one a hot one and this one a forget about it? What's something different that this song featured that the other one didn't?
So I think the redeeming value of the previous song is that you see evil and perceive it as evil. And you can kind of relate to it a little bit. And so you're... like, it fulfills both the proper and improper use of the word cathartic. Like, it has value because you see evil and you recognize it as evil and you reject it. But at the same time, you also feel emotions for the sake of feeling emotions. Whereas this song is, it's just kind of ugly, but with no purpose. Like, you can't really feel with it because you don't know what he's talking about in order to kind of live his experience with him, you can't understand what he's talking about in order to sympathize with him. And there is some kind, it seems like there's something very, like, a very oppressive situation and a lack of knowing how to get in and out of it. And so he just says, throw the man you used to be away, bury him with rivalry entirely. And that's not, I guess that's not something, that's not a good response to anything. And so it's just kind of, number one, I don't know what he's talking about. And number two, whatever he is talking about, I don't agree with how he responds to it. And I just thought that the music was just mediocre.
So all around, just not something you could see yourself enjoying.
Never.
Just in general.
Probably never.
And I guess since you did enjoy Smooth by Santana, that makes it a forget about it. All right, so 4 songs in, we have 1 hot one and 3 forget about it.
Dang.
We're going to see if that trend continues or see if we get some late game changes, because we're halfway done with the episode. Moving on to song number 5. Song number 5 comes from the year 2015. It's a singer-songwriter track, and it is White Blood by Oh Wonder.
Thank you. go, I'm ready to go. Can't do it alone, can't do it alone. I'm ready to run through the heat of the sun. Can't do it alone, can't do it alone. I'm ready to fall, so tired of it all. Down deep in a hole, can't do it alone. I'm ready to climb this mountain inside. Impossible heights, said you'd always be my white blood. Circulate the right love, giving me your white blood. I need you right here with me. Said you'd always be my white blood. Elevate my soul above, giving me your white blood. I need you right here with me, here with me.
All right, that was song number 5. That was White Blood by O Wonder. O Wonder is a pop duo based in London, England. The song comes from their self-titled debut album, which reached number 26 on the UK album chart and number 88 on the US album chart. Since then, the group has released 3 more studio albums and has gone on several tours. So, Chris, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Forget about it.
Or else forget about it.
Another forget about it. Let's hear it.
It was the kind of song that I would listen to if I was trying to fall asleep at night.
Is that a bad thing?
Which I don't do that, but...
I was gonna say, it doesn't sound like a bad thing necessarily.
It was just very... I don't really know exactly what they're talking about. And it was just kind of... It was soft. It was pretty... monotonous. It was kind of the same the whole time. There wasn't a whole lot of development. I don't like it. I would rather a song that has like substantial lyrics as opposed to repeating the same thing over and over again. I liked the piano, but then again, that wasn't very complex. There was no development, but you know, some piano is nice. But there just wasn't a whole lot about it that drew me or that I related to, or, you know, if someone else liked it, I wouldn't fault them for it because there wasn't anything objectively wrong with it. I just didn't like it.
Interesting. So, very different from Smooth and some of the other songs that we listened to. This is a very stripped down song in a sense of, you know, the instruments and not really being super duper, you know, dynamic in the sense of having a bunch of tracks to it. Would you find yourself listening to more songs that are like simple, or do you find yourself listening to more complex music, which isn't necessarily a bad or a good thing?
I don't think simple's the problem. I think, well, as far as the lyrics, I could deal with simple music if the lyrics were good and meaningful. And if I understood what they were talking about. But this just doesn't fit the bill.
This don't fit the bill.
Yeah. I can handle simple. I can enjoy simple. But this was simple and I just, yeah, didn't vibe.
I gotcha. So, I forget about it.
Forget about it.
We're on the song number 6. Song number 6 comes from 2021, so it's fairly recent. It's a power metal song. And it is We Are the Fire by War Kings.
The wall is silent.
right, that was song number 6. That was We Are the Fire by War Kings, a 2021 power metal song. War Kings is a power metal group from Austria. The song comes from the newest album titled Revolution. According to their website, the album's story goes as follows. The four ancient kings, a Roman tribune, a wild Viking, a noble crusader, and a martial Spartan, gathered in the golden halls of Valhalla, escaped from the realms of obscurity, and fought the monarchs of the dusk. Back on Earth, the kings forged new battle hymns and are ready to gather their warriors again for revolution. So hopefully that sheds light on what we just listened to.
Yeah.
So Chris, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I was like, okay, I'm going to have to look at the lyrics as soon as the music started. So I went and I looked at the lyrics, and then I was like, man, I wonder who these people are. So I went to the website, and then I went to About Us. And the About Us section has the Tribune, the Spartan, the Crusader, and the Viking. And there's no people. So I think we're dealing with a very disillusional band that, you know, the only real people I found on the website, I assume, are real. It says contact a royal audience. And then I go down to booking and it says Thorsten Harm at napalm-events.com. And I don't even know if he's associated with the band.
It sounds like a fantasy name too, though.
Yeah. And then Lucas Frank, but they are based out of Austria, so.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a forget about it.
Definitely a forget about it.
Definitely. I guess if you're into, I don't know, dressing up on the weekends and pretending you're a war king, then it's a great song. But I don't do that kind of stuff. I mean, if someone enjoys that, then, you know, I enjoy fishing and some people don't like fishing. So
dressing up as a Viking and fighting in a public park and fishing are two incomprehensible activities.
It's not that they're incomprehensible. It's just that I can understand someone having an affinity for it that I don't necessarily have. So, but if I had to judge this song, I would say forget about it.
Or else forget about it. Forget about it. Are you a fan of just like fantasy in general, like fantasy movies, books? Or?
I do not like fantasy in general.
So you think that may have affected kind of how you perceive the song from the get-go?
No, because initially I didn't realize it was fantasy.
Gotcha.
But upon figuring it out, it didn't help the matter. So,
I guess final question here. If you had a choice, would you be a Roman tribune, a wild Viking, a noble crusader, or a martial Spartan? Which of the ancient kings would you... I'm like BuzzFeed. I'm asking you.
Hold on. Let me go back to About Us. The Crusader looks kind of demonic, to be honest. And I'm not sure if the Tribune was actually a warrior. Was he? The Tribune is like an office. I don't know. That's probably the hardest question of this whole session.
If I had to guess, it'd probably be Crusader. A noble crusader. You're a noble man.
Yeah, I guess we'll go with that. I do kind of... I like, you know, I like the Greeks. But, you know, they... I'd rather an Athenian than a Spartan. But, you know, they were kind of... You know, they were from Greece. I think I'm going to stick with the Spartan.
Okay. There you go.
I'm gonna roll with that.
A martial Spartan, but yet it is a forget about it.
It is a forget about it.
We got two more songs left.
Hopefully we get a good one.
Song number 7 is always a different theme. So we usually use this part of the show as kind of like a different theme that we always go back and forth on. But the original theme was a new song, a recent release by an already popular artist. And that's what we're kind of going with today. We're bringing that back. and this already popular artist is Ne-Yo. So for song number 7 here is a 2022 R&B track, Don't Love Me by Ne-Yo.
And I really wanna see you happy. I really wanna see you secure. Confident in your sexy. I know you don't feel that with me anymore. You should walk away. It'd be selfish of me to ask you to stay when I know that I cannot love you the way you deserve. I can't sit and watch you make these same mistakes, ones I know that you're willing to make.
That was song number 7. That was a 2022 R&B track, Don't Love Me by Ne-Yo. The song is a single off of Ne-Yo's upcoming album titled Self-Explanatory. The album will be his 8th studio album and will release under Motown Records. And the release date hasn't been announced yet, but I know you're looking forward to it. You're the biggest Ne-Yo fan I know.
Oh, yeah.
You won't stop talking about Ne-Yo.
Everywhere I go.
I know you're wearing a Ne-Yo t-shirt right now. So.
Yeah.
So, Chris... Song number 7. Is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Ugh, forget about it.
Or else forget about it.
Another one.
Unfortunately, but I mean, I'm not a fan of R&B, and you know, his voice was good, but it wasn't that good. The song was just Don't Love Me, whatever. it didn't do anything for me.
It didn't do anything for you. So, Ne-Yo. When you hear that name, what do you think?
I think Matrix.
You think Matrix? That's a good reason. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Obviously, it's not spelled that way. This is the first time I've ever listened to Ne-Yo. I was not predisposed against him because I've never listened to him before. I've never had a conversation about him. I didn't even know who he was. But now that I do know,
That's how it is. So you're a fan of the blues, and this is an R&B song. What do you have against rhythm?
I have nothing against rhythm.
Mm.
What?
Because you said you're not an R&B fan.
Well... Yeah, I mean, it's not the rhythm that I have a problem with. It's just the, I guess I didn't like the content of the song. I don't know. It was just like every other R&B song.
And you're already not a fan of every other R&B song either.
Yeah.
So, the generic nature of it really hurt it.
Yes, greatly.
Well, we have one song left.
Is it a good one?
I don't know. That's up to you.
Okay, let's go.
We already got
I don't want some Tommy Castro or...
I can't put in Tommy Castro. Because you already like Tommy Castro.
Something...
We'll see.
Don't want to say forget about it again because it's making me depressed.
Well, you're not the first one to do mostly forget about
it. Who was the first?
So we've had two. My friend Peter and also Cade Seymour was the most recent.
Really?
Cade Seymour was all forget abouts to the last song.
Really? So there's hope.
We'll see. We still got one hot one already with Lost Cause by Black Pistol
Fire.
Yeah,
that was good.
So the last song... is a hit. We begin in each episode with a hit. Some that the people know, some that people recognize. So we started this episode with J-Lo. We're going to end this episode with the 1987 track
well, it's a new wave track, but it's a 1987 new wave track, Just Like Heaven by The Cure. That was the final song of the episode. Song number 8, Just Like Heaven by The Cure. It's a 1987 new wave song, and the track was a single off of the group's 7th studio album titled Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. The song reached number 40 on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart and reached the highest spot at number 15 on the Irish singles chart. So Ireland really likes this song. The song was the theme song for a 2005 comedy film of the same name, and was covered by several artists, including Dinosaur Jr. So, for the last time today, Chris, is it better than It's Moved by Santana?
Forget about it.
Or else forget about it.
Chris, why do you hate music?
I don't.
You hate music.
I hate this music. Well, actually, I don't even... It wasn't even that I hated it. It was just not music that I thought was better than Smooth by Santana.
Hmm. And I guess that happens.
And, you know, it wasn't... None of it was that bad except for the metal, the War King. That was pretty bad. But all the rest of it was just, meh. It was just okay. Mm-hmm. Nothing, you know. It was less than the middle point. And this song, the guy's voice was just really annoying. And I kind of quit listening. And skipped my way through the rest of the song because I was not feeling it.
So I got a question for you.
Yes.
What's better? I'm about to show you a picture.
Okay.
And people at home, I encourage you to do this if you can. If you're driving right now, don't do this. No, whatever you do, do not.
Or you could, just don't let the cops see you.
So I have a picture for you. What is better, the singer's voice or his hair?
Which one is the singer?
Let's just say any of them.
Oh my gosh. The music is definitely better.
So the singer's in the front, but yeah.
No, that's not even what I envisioned. They all look like the Joker.
Every single one of them.
Every single one of them looks like the Joker.
So, The Cure, not going to listen to him?
No.
That's it?
Done.
Well, Chris, that was a pretty depressing episode.
It was. It was depressing. I don't like feeling like that, but, you know, it's just the hand I was dealt.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I was hoping we would get a healthy mix, but...
Dang.
It's like, you know, I'm like, all right, just a little bit, and then, oops, I tipped the whole bottle in.
Now, but I'm curious to know what you bet.
You want to do it on air?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Because I'm curious, and I think that it might be interesting.
You're right. So before the episode, me and Chris decided, I had a guess what songs he would think would be hot ones and forget about it. And I was right about some, wrong about others. So I guess we'll just go through this. So On the Floor by Jennifer Lopez, I thought it was going to be a forget about it. It was a forget about it. Lost Cause by Black Pistol Fire, I thought it was going to be a hot one.
So we got that one.
Okay.
So. 1982 by Randy Travis. I thought it was going to be a hot one. And I was wrong about that.
Oh.
Yeah. The Moth by Manchester Orchestra, requested by Patrick Young. I thought you would say it's a Forget About It. I was right.
Here we go.
White Blood by O Wonder. I knew you were going to think that was a Forget About It. The one that you're actually going to be surprised. I thought you were going to like We Are the Fire by War Kings.
Really?
I thought you were just going to think it was so absurd and like just weird and wacky. You're just going to like it because of that. So I thought you were going to give it a hot one. So I was wrong there. Very wrong, actually. And then I knew you probably weren't going to like Neo's song. And then I was pretty sure you wouldn't like the last one. So I got all but two right.
Okay.
So.
So that's pretty.
That's all right.
That's not bad.
That's not all right. Yeah. So, you know.
But we haven't really had that many conversations about music.
No.
So you, I mean, for not knowing what I like and dislike, aside from Tommy Castro, it's not bad.
So we might have to get you back on the show to see if we can
be. Yeah, and then
straighten this out.
Guess again and see now that you know a little bit more.
Yeah, go 10 out of 10 this time.
Yeah.
Or an 8 out of 8. I mean, still 10 out of 10, whatever. But yeah, that's all 8 songs. I have some questions for you. Something that I ask every guest on the show. And the first question is, what type of music are you currently listening to? What is on the rotation?
Okay, so on the rotation currently, we have some Ben Rector. We have some Stellenbosch University Choir, like a cappella.
You like Ben Rector's new album?
Which one? I don't know what it is. I just started listening to it.
The one with like the red guy on the front.
Oh, yeah. They have one with Snoop Dogg that's really good.
I didn't know that.
Chick-fil-A open on Sunday, baby.
I never heard of that one.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty. I like him. He's pretty good. Trampled Underfoot, who I was introduced to by our good friend Spotify after looking at recommendations after listening to Tommy Castro.
Who was you learned about from the show.
Who I learned about from the show. And, you know, I'm indebted.
That's why you came on.
Tommy Castro, some Cody Johnson, some Wilderado. A little bit of Mr. Major, Riley Green from Wesley Adolph, and a little bit of Italian music, and Old Crow Medicine Show.
That sounds a little folksy, maybe a little blues.
Yeah.
Very cool. Any song or artist recommendations you want to give to the audience out there? Maybe something that they may not probably know of?
I would. So, let's see. I think my recommendation, so I was going to my second to last final exam last Thursday, and I was on my bike talking to a friend, you know, I had my earbuds in, and these two people walked toward me. And I was like, why the heck are these people walking toward me? I have no clue
who they are.
And they weren't just walking past me. They were walking toward
to
me
you.
With intent. Mm. And I was like, weird. And then they handed me a little flyer. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And at first I thought it was a play because I couldn't tell what the flyer was. But so it was the bass player of Lovers, who I didn't stick around for, unfortunately, because I had to leave. It was getting late. And McKenzie, MKNZ. And I had never heard of either of these bands before, but I did listen to McKenzie, and it's of the same style. Or I would give the same assessment as the first song that was a hot one. What was it?
The first one, the Black Pistols, Smoke,
yeah.
Lost Cause.
It was good art, good rendition. I could sympathize. It was a little bit depressing, but it was amazing music.
Is it a local group?
I'm not sure if she's local. I know that Lovers is local. LVVRS. Which I haven't really listened to them at all, but I listened to Mackenzie live, and it was...
life-changing.
It was it was good music. I don't think I would listen to it on a regular basis, but it was solid stuff. Like, she's going to be famous within the next year. I would put money on it.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's a big claim.
And if it happens, you know, all y'all
you heard it here.
Something, you heard it here.
You heard it here. You better get on the bandwagon before it's too late.
Yeah.
So anyone you want to give a shout out to? Anyone outside the realm of music?
I would like to give an un-shout out to Logan Miller.
Again?
Again, because we're going to have a showdown over Tommy Castro. Tommy Castro's honor must be defended. And I would like to give a shout out to my favorite goober, Patrick Young.
Mm.
For recommending me a song that I thought was terrible, but for recommending me a song nonetheless, and for getting together a team along with Rami to destroy everyone in trivia
under your name
and my name, which I didn't even know about.
I thought you were gonna be there too,
dude. I was studying for an exam.
But that's all right. They still...
I didn't even know it happened until they came storming through the classrooms at CTK.
Like that night?
That night, yelling and screaming like a bunch of hooligans. And I was like, what are y'all doing? Get out of my face. And then I realized what happened and I was like, oh, you know, I'm flattered, you know?
They truly are your favorite goobers.
Yeah, so...
Very nice. Well, any final comments before we wrap this episode up?
You know, it was a pleasure to be here. I've listened to several episodes, and I thought it was pretty entertaining. And, you know, I hope that someone else can discover new music from the show.
Yeah.
I really enjoy listening to music. I like listening to new stuff. And, you know, maybe I would recommend checking out Mackenzie. Might be a little bit depressing, but it's, you know, it's definitely art. And you can say, oh, I found about that before she was famous.
And you're just the guy who's always there before they get famous, you know.
That's your job.
Right. Well, thank you, Chris, for joining, and thank you all for listening. Thank you, Andrew Ferguson, for making the theme song.
Dang.
That's nice of him, right?
Yeah.
Go check out his little group, The Dwell, him and Sophie Salopek. I don't know if they've released anything yet, but well, he also has a solo song called Constellations. You can go find that. If you have any song requests, please send them my way to manitsahotone@outlook.com. Make sure you put your hot ones and forget about it in the email as well. I hope to see you all here next Friday as we continue our journey to the wonderful world of music. As to answer the question, is it better than Smooth by Santana? Chris, thank you. And I'd like to end this episode, like I like to end every episode, by reading my new favorite comment from the Smooth by Santana music video on YouTube. This one comes from someone named Ed Dizian, who says... My blue eyes.
There we go.
I don't know what to take from that, but Ed just seems really sure about it.
Said with lots of conviction.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is something that the people in the comment section of Smooth by Santana need to know.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris, once again, and thank you all for listening. And don't forget, give me your heart. Make it real, or else forget about it. I'm Alex. This was Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, and I'll see you all next time.